The question today is, what does the Bible say about offense and being offended? This is part number three of this. And of course, I know, as we said, sometimes the word offend means to sin, and it's associated with sin, but that's not the part of the questioner wanted to deal with. But the word offense means to put a stumbling block. That's Webster's. Also the Greek says that, and it corresponds to the Hebrew of the Old Testament. It means the cause of stumbling, or cause one to stumble, to put a stumbling block down, if you please, so that somebody might trip up on it. Now, the Bible warns us not to offend or put a stumbling block before others. We've dealt with that. And Paul said, even if it offend my brother to eat meat, I won't eat meat. In other words, even though it's legal under grace and lawfully under grace to eat the meat if we blessed it and ask God's thanksgiving upon it, but he said, I don't want to cause somebody to stumble if I can do that. And yet he didn't compromise truth in doing that. It also warns us not to be an offense, that as he talked about. In other words, and Jesus, even as our example, paid tribute even though he didn't owe tribute because he didn't want to offend the Pharisees or those people of that day and time, that religious crowd. And the Lord gave instruction how to keep from being offended. In other words, as he talks about how that he gave specific instructions that he was going to send the Holy Spirit to instruct us and guide us so that we'd not be offended. But offense comes even from your own faculties, such because we are controlled by the flesh, the world, and the devil. We've got preconceived ideas. We're captured by tradition. And even he said, if a hand offend thee, cut it off. Eye offend thee, pluck it out. Foot offend thee, cut it off. In other words, do anything you can to overcome the stumbling blocks that's put before you by others and by your own faculties. But we also saw that truth offends. Jesus, who is the truth, was a stumbling block to some. And then the cross, of course, associated with Christ, is a stumbling block to others because it's an offense to them. The Jews did not believe that Jesus would suffer such humiliation, if you please. And then the Lordship, we said yesterday, the Lordship of Jesus, as Jesus told them in John 6:53, eat my flesh and drink of my blood. If you don't, you'll have no life in you. And they said, it's too hard for us. And he said, does this offend you? And the Bible says they turned and walked no more with him. In other words, the truth offends many. Why? They wasn't willing to pay the price to follow Jesus as Lord. Now, the Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 26, 27, and 33, and I said I'll deal with this today, talking about what Jesus said. He said, if any man, verse 26 of Luke 14, come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. In other words, you're going to have to put Jesus as Lord above all. Love him supremely. It means to love him more than you love your family. That's the way it should be. And he said, if you're not willing to do that, cannot be my disciple. And it's not talking about this is the second work of grace. This is talking about the point of salvation where you've got to count the cost to see if you're really able and willing to pay the price. And then verse number 27, he said, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. That means whatever your lot in life is, whatever God seems to send your way or does send your way or allows to come your way, you need to bear it up. As Lord, he knows what's best. As a sovereign Lord, he puts us through what we need that we might be willing to pay the price to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. Then verse 33, he said, and so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. It means forsaking everything. And we've got to count the cost to come to the place to where we want to receive the Lordship of Jesus. And when one preaches that, and it is at the point of salvation, he's already Lord. You don't make him Lord, you've got to take him as Lord. And so therefore, you've got to be willing to pay that price and come to the place that you receive him as your Lord. And many stumble over that and will say, it's too hard for us, like in John chapter 6, and will die and go to hell because they're not willing to receive Jesus Christ as Lord of their life. Oh, they're willing to receive him as Savior, but not Lord. Now, I want to tell you something else that offends people. Persecution offends. Our Lord told his disciples in Matthew chapter number 26, Matthew chapter 26, verse number 31 through 34, he told his disciples this, as he's going to the Garden of Gethsemane, then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus saith unto him, Verily I say unto you, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. The Bible says, if we analyze that, and this was right after his instructions of John chapter 16, verse number 1. He said, These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. In other words, here are the disciples in the very night that Jesus said, I spoke this to keep you from stumbling over the rock of stumbling stone of persecution that's coming your way. That very night, it was right after his instructions, they faced death. And when they faced death, every one of them denied the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, they were offended because of of the persecution that was coming. And did you know something, that even false professors who identify with the Word of God are persecuted? The Bible said in Matthew chapter 13, verse number 21, this is the parable of the sower, the seed, and the ground, whichever one you'd want to call it. But he said, Yet hath he not root in himself. This is a stony ground here. But dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he's offended. A person is offended. He's going to receive persecution if he just says he's saved, identifies with the church, even though he's not saved, if he's just a professor and not a possessor. And said, for the word's sake, by and by he's offended. He stumbles over the truths that he has. In other words, he says here, and you realize something, they faced death, these disciples did, and they were offended. The stony ground hearers were offended. And so you got to be careful that you don't get offended. When you begin to move toward Christ and begin to, you come from the broad way to the narrow way and begin to not walk the narrow road that leads to the gate, the straight gate, and you, if you're not careful, the devil, flesh, your own faculties and others will cast a stumbling block in front of you and cause you to turn back and never come through the straight gate just because of persecution. Now, there's also persecution for the saints of God. Bible said in Acts chapter 14, verse number 22, we, the saints of God, must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Now, people want to say, well, we're going to get out of here easy and nothing's going to happen. We're not going to face anything. Well, that's easy believism. It says easy in and we're going to get out easy. That's not really right. Paul said we must through much tribulation, and the word much can be translated great. Now, we will not face the great, what most people call great tribulation of revelations. That's the vials, the trumpets, and the thunders. We'll not face that, but we will face great tribulation or a terrible tribulation. He also said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 12, Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. No maybe, but or might about it. You're going to suffer persecution if you identify with Christ, even as a professor on the narrow way that leads to the straight gate. You're going to identify, you're going to be offended if you're not careful. The stumbling blocks are going to be cast. But you must overcome those stumbling blocks and move on down the narrow way that leads to the straight gate. And then after you're saved, you need to continue on and keep from falling by the wayside, if you please. Well, you see, one offended is hard to be reached. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 19, he said, A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. And their contentions are like the bars of a castle. In other words, it's just a strong city has a large gates around it, and he said once, and he calls him a brother. But yet, this is he can apply also to a brother in the flesh, as far as the human race is concerned. A brother, as far as the Jewish race is concerned. Paul used the word brethren about his people in the flesh. My heart's desire and prayer for God is that his brethren, according to the flesh, might be saved. So the Jews, they were offended, and there was a stumbling block there in that sense. And those who were offended and stumbled over the cross, stumbled over the humiliation of Jesus, stumbled over the truth of Jesus Christ himself, and the lordship of Jesus, they stumble over that, they're going to be hard to be reached. They're like the bars of a castle. In other words, and by the way, the word offended in Proverbs 18:19 means to apostatize, and that means to fall away from the truth. So therefore, it's talking about those that's not even saved in context. Now, apostatizing doesn't mean to be lost after you're saved. It means for a person who's come to the narrow way and is seeking the Lord Jesus and seeking truth, and he falls away from that truth, he apostatized. That's what the Old Testament calls backsliding and falling away from the truth. It's really apostasy. The New Testament doesn't even deal with the word backsliding. And so as a result, that's what happens. Many people who come from the broad way to the narrow way, they say they're saved, but they're just stony ground hearers. And when the word comes, they're offended and they slide, backslide, they say, to the broad way. And then they come back later maybe and rededicate, but yet they've not been through the straight gate. They've just come to the narrow way. The Bible says, which few find, even the narrow way that leads to the straight gate. And they backslide and dedicate, backslide and rededicate. And that's not really scriptural, see. They're saying all the time they're saved when they're not. And so as a result, they're going to be offended, and they're hard to be won, and they're hard to be reached, and because they slid back from the truth. They fell back from the truth, apostatizing. The Bible says that in the last days there's going to be a great falling away, the great apostasy of those who fall away from the truth. Now, Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 4 through 6 is a scripture that tells us a little bit about this. You see, Hebrews 6, 4, and 6 written to the Hebrew professors. Many of them were not saved. And Hebrews 6, 4, and 6, as he talked about this here, he said, let us go on. Let us go on in the beginning of Hebrews 6. And this we will do in verse 3, if God permit or God allow. But verse 4 says, it's impossible for those. Now, I want to stop right there, and I'll not get done with this today. We'll finish this Hebrews 6, 4, and 6 tomorrow. But this is when he changed the wording from we and us to those, he's not talking about the saints of God who are possessors, possessing the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. He's talking about the professors, those who say that they're saved. In other words, they fell away from the truth. They apostatize. And that's equivalent to the Old Testament word backsliding. And so that person is hard to be reached. In fact, Hebrews 6, 4, and 6 is going to show us it's impossible if he utterly falls away. We'll deal with that more tomorrow. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.